Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We've been spending some time on the show transporting you back to your youth and the sound of your summer. And today we're all the way back in 1982. This was the year that Grafton Street in Dublin became pedestrianised. Offaly denied Kerry a 5 in a row with that goal in the dying seconds of the match. And the movie E.T. was released. And this song, Don't You Want Me by the Human League, was one of the big tracks of that summer. Chef Brian McDermott's dancing around the place to that. Now, 1982 must have been your summer, Brian.
Claire, I think I might have been reaching about, 8 years of age at that stage. So
I think it was around the same myself, but I do remember it. You were here to talk to us about sandwiches.
Yeah, I love sandwiches. You know, they do feature at least 3 to 4 times a week in our house, but they also do feature in any domestic that takes place because you've always got someone that doesn't like something. So you've got maybe different spreads.
I know it can be complicated because you have the limp lettuce and soggy tomato problem, and you have people who don't like certain sauces on there, and then the meat can be too thick, and you know, getting it right is problematic sometimes.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to try to do today, because I think every house is the same. You think, throw us up a sandwich there, but it's actually a lot of thought has to go.
And we've had conversations about sourdough as well, which comes into sandwich conversations.
And I think I remember getting slated publicly for not liking sourdough. But my point was, if you know, if a bread's good enough to be eaten fresh and a bit of butter layered on the top of it, then that's it for me and sourdough. After it's toasted and reheated, it gets biscuity and it's all airy. And
I think I said this to you the last time. I completely agree with you on sourdough. I'm not a fan.
No, it's and you, grand you'd be when pulling it's, it away from your teeth, the crust part that's baked on the bottom. And then that depends on what filling you have in there. So it works in certain circumstances.
It's a fad. And I think once people... It's like the emperor's new clothes. One day everyone's going to say, do you know what? That sourdough isn't great unless it's fresh out of the oven, and we'll all move on.
I've heard lots of people say, elderly, that sourdough was always around. It's just a yeast bread, you know, and now we're getting fancy. And like meat, we're extending the maturation and we're going 35 days or 2 weeks sourdough. And yes, there's beautiful flavour, but bread is quite insipid on its own, let's be honest. So you do need to lift the flavours.
So if you were making a sandwich, would you ever use sourdough? Would you use it when it's fresh for a sandwich?
I would use it fresh and lightly toasted. I mean, just about warm. And that's the debate gets up in our house, because Brenda, my wife, will burn the living daylights out of it, and it comes out and snaps like a biscuit.
She's going to kill you.
I know, again. Again. So yeah, that sourdough put to bed for me, I think. Yeah.
Well, some people might like that. And of course, it's vital to know when you're putting a sandwich together who you're making it for and what they like.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because if you're going to make a sandwich for yourself, Claire, and you're taking it to work tomorrow, there's so much to think about. First of all, what's in your fridge? What bread do I have? And that's back to what we spoke about before. Shopping, planning, knowing to put bread in the freezer so that you know, okay, I like Bloomer or I like a certain bread, two slices wrapped in the freezer, take it out, defrost it, and then you're ready to make your sandwich, because no sandwich can happen without the bread choice. Then what happens when it goes wrong? Okay, who are you making it for? What do you like? Typically, what sandwich comes to your mind straight away? That's ultimately what we end up going back to. For me, it's a good quality, proper ham, and it's a mature cheddar with a chutney. So if we just think about those three ingredients, what do they do to us when we eat a sandwich? Well, they heighten our taste buds, because the chutney or the relish is full of sweet, sour, bitter and salt, all the flavour profiles that we need. The bread just becomes the carrier that encloses it, but then we can lift it with a bit of protein. And the key for a protein, let's say you like leftover roast beef, thinly sliced, leave it at room temperature, the flavour of it comes up, the fat in it starts to melt down, the eating experience is completely different. And then the lettuce, if you wish, make sure it is washed, spin dried. If it's not dry, that water is going to seep into the bread. And the last tip to avoid the soggy bread sandwich, that spread, mayonnaise or relish, that's a barrier to stop the water getting to the bread. So the first thing you put on, if it's not butter or a mayonnaise, is your relish on the bottom there to prevent that happening.
Okay, that protects the bread. Roast beef you mentioned there, and slicing it thinly. Now, if you don't slice it thinly, roast beef can be a tough guy in a sandwich.
Yeah, you're pulling it away. And what I like about thinning down any protein is you can then have multiple layers, because if you've eaten a sandwich, the first thing we do in our first bite is we take a look at the sandwich after we've bit into it. And it's almost like we've forgotten what we've put in there and we haven't trusted ourselves that has made it for home. Then you're looking at, if you have these multiple layers of really thin protein, you're getting the experience twice, not just once. And it's just coming away, and you can eat it on the go or in any environment, because that is hugely important. You know, you may not be able to eat at your desk, but you may be able to eat at the canteen. And if you are eating at the canteen, then you certainly don't want to be annoying the person next to you with all sorts of ridiculous smells and flavours that are popular to you, but maybe not for them. What are we talking about? Eggs?
Eggs, yeah.
Fish? Tuna?
Yeah.
You know?
I love a good egg sandwich. Unapologetic about that. You think it's impolite to eat one in company?
I do. I think it just fills the room, and I don't think, Claire, you'll have anyone sitting beside you while you're eating an egg sandwich. But I remember this guy one time, and he brought a sandwich to work, and we were all thinking, what is it? And we discovered, after, of course, he had eaten it, it was his leftover tikka masala from the night before.
In a sandwich?
Yeah, in a wrap. So he was trying to recreate like a tikka wrap.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was wise in using the leftovers. Does it cost effective?
Smell disgusting.
Rotten. Absolutely rotten. And my clothes smelt, all of it. And I like tikka, by the way, but not cold at 12
o'clock. So in company, we can't have an egg sandwich, a chicken tikka sandwich, mm-hmm. and tuna. I mean, that's being very strict now, not saying you can't have tuna.
Yeah, but again, like if you think back to what I said in the warm temperature, you know, there's something here to think about. And then tuna, as it sits and heats up, it's not pleasant. You know, you'll be starting looking across, not knowing what's in the sandwich, thinking, is there something below the table in the feet? Is the socks? Is the shoes off?
Stop. And then you were talking about letting the protein come up to room temperature, but then you're also big on chilling the sandwiches to preserve them.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if we're in summer and we still are technically, so if you're making a sandwich, you know, tonight for tomorrow, refrigerate it.
Is that ever a good idea?
Yeah, I think it is with certain sandwiches, because I'm a big fan of the likes of tomatoes, drying them out slightly, you know, and whether you're trying to semi-roast them and you have a little container, it's all about preparation. If you want an instant sandwich, it's a different experience. But if you know you're going to take a sandwich to work for multiple reasons, and those reasons probably this week are you want consistency back in your life. The kids are going back to school. You want a routine, because I don't know about you, but I had everything going all over summer, whatever offer there was, from a barbecue to an invite. We all do it, and that's natural. This week we're starting to slow down and go, okay, I need to get back on track here and need to cut myself on.
People need to start getting into bed early, getting up a little bit earlier in the house.
So maybe make the sandwiches and it takes the load off for you tomorrow for the lunch. But again, we talked about how we avoid, you know, that sogginess and it seeping in. But keeping it chill is a good one to mention, because again, depending on the protein choice, I mean, would you leave a bit of roast beef, chicken or ham out from this morning till 12 o'clock today at home? No, you wouldn't. So you can get little packs, and I've seen them in the supermarkets where, you know, you just soak them in water and you freeze them. They're like a little ice cube size or double the size of that. And with tissue paper, you can pop those in the top of a lunchbox or whatever you're taking your lunch to work in. That keeps it nice and chilled, and then it allows it to be a temperature that's of a lovely eating temperature, but keeps the food safe, because technically we're sort of only supposed to keep our food for about 90 minutes at room temperature. So little tips like that can increase the eating experience, keep the food safe, and make sure you get it made the night before and enjoy it at your work or otherwise.
You mentioned drying out tomatoes as well.
Yeah.
Whole layer of work there, Brian.
Well, I disagree, Claire. We're going to disagree in this one, because I think this is back to, okay, what are we going to do now to plan this consistency piece? Our sandwiches for work or roasts? That's a different conversation. But tomatoes are in season right now. And if we slice them, layer them out on a tray, little pinch of salt and maybe pepper on them, and maybe on Sunday when you've finished your roast and the oven's cooling down, slide that tray of tomatoes in there. Just let them dry out as the oven cools over the next hour or hour and a half. Go back to those tomatoes, and it's like something you've had in your holidays in Spain or Italy. The beautiful condensed flavour, because let's be honest, to me, tomatoes are watery flavour. And that's usually all it
is. Can be,
And little bit of salt will heighten that, and then you're down to that bitter, beautiful flavour that a tomato has. So they're semi-roasted in a way.
And they'll keep for a while, will they?
I will layer them in a little takeaway container, greaseproof in between, lid on, in the fridge, and just to lift those out, pop them into your sandwich. Maybe we ripped basil over the top of them. You're changing the eating experience of a tomato in a sandwich, because tomato in a toasty, for example, is just too hot. It just burns the mouth of you. So in a beautiful cold eat sandwich, tomato like that, a lettuce choice is important. You know, a romaine lettuce, what is it? It's a crisp, robust, bitter lettuce. It's got flavour, isn't as full of water as some of the icebergs and lettuces like that. So again, when you're eating it, you're getting the crunch, you're getting the texture. It's heightening all your experiences of eating a sandwich, and you deserve it. Whether you're at work, it can be the difference in a good day or a bad day.
Yeah, I think particularly on the tomato front, if you did that, you'd have a very different sandwich.
Totally.
Very different
sandwich.
And
then the all-important relish needs to come in, whether it's a
pickle. What are we talking about here now when it comes to relish?
Well, I have about four in the fridge, and they just happen to accumulate over summer, because when I buy a relish, I think, okay, it's great. We're talking about sandwiches today. They're fantastic. But they're also brilliant if it comes to, you know, like instead of a ketchup for a breakfast, or you want to include them in a burger for the barbecue over the summer, or you've just pan-fried an escallop of chicken. You want a little bit of the tomato relish on top and grated cheese. You've gone from a boring chicken to something slightly different. So pick four or five. I have a fig and apple one I particularly like. I think the best one to have in is a caramelised red onion one, because it works cold, it works hot. It's great with goat's cheese. It's great with those tomatoes. It's excellent in a wrap. You're cutting down the butter. You're getting a relish in. You're getting that vinegary, sour, bittery flavour. That's the difference in a flavour profile of any sandwich, cold or hot. So for me, you have to have a relish in there.
And a wrap, you mentioned wraps there. They're good when you need to sort of enclose something that maybe might not work in traditional slices of bread.
Totally, because I don't know if you're any different. When I'm doing a wrap, it's like the tightest squeeze that I can get it. And it's almost like everything's oozing out of it. I still don't know why I do it, but it's this macho thing that you think, I'm going to wrap this so tight. And no one actually cares other than yourself that's eating it. So it's a role to enclose it in. It's great for that if you're on the go or if you're going to be stuck in the car, if you're going somewhere else, take a couple of minutes to eat and enjoy and be mindful of the experience of a sandwich, wrap or otherwise, because you're eating it to be functional. Rarely, unless you're out for a brunch at the weekend, are you going to have a big open sandwich that is a chill out experience. What we're talking about here is functional food to get you through the day,
on
the
go,
home, on your own.
Now, you mentioned relishes. Does that exclude mayonnaise?
No, they're kind of what I would call condiments, and they're typical like of your butter, your mayonnaise. And like in our house, for example, there's two that like mayonnaise, there's two that doesn't. And I like mayonnaise that's flavoured. If it's ham, I'll put in a little bit of mustard. So then I'm in a separate bowl and I'm mixing that. And, you know, I like a pesto in a mayonnaise if it's with chicken and maybe them sun-blushed tomatoes and some rocket lettuce. Those are the type of typical things that'll work and work very well. So, you know, decide you want butter. If you're queuing up today, Claire, at any deli, you know, and you're asking for a sandwich, like, you know the questions that are coming, brown or white, butter or mayonnaise. It's beyond that now. That's gone. It's over. You know, that's the old tradition.
We're lifting our game
here. We are, and we can do it at home. And that going into this winter, we need to do that. And we need to make sure that we're mindful that it's affordable, nutritious, more importantly, and very functional for your day.
So is it a condiment like the mayonnaise with all of those little bits in, or the relish? Or can you do both?
Rarely will I do both, if I'm honest
with you. Too much.
Yeah, it's just too much. Less is more with a sandwich. To me, it's a protein choice. And then it's about, you know, the crispness, the lettuce, the salad or the vegetable, whether it's the tomato or you've got some roasted vegetables left over. And then, you know, after that, it's about the bread, the enclosure, and then how you're going and where you're going to eat it.
I think we're popping up some of your favourite sandwich suggestions on the website. Not necessarily recipes, are they? But, you know, a couple of ideas like the goat's cheese with caramelised onions, some chicken, tomato salsa in a wrap.
Yeah, and I think just giving them as suggestions, you know, I'm not going to insult anybody by giving them a recipe how to make a sandwich. But what I would say is when you are doing the spread, if it's the chutney, if it's the pickle, go to the edge. There's nothing more annoying than seeing a heaped centrepiece sandwich.
So right, yeah.
Yeah, right out to the edge. And, you know, I often think of Micheál Mara Hearty and that skit that he did, you know.
About the ham sandwiches.
Yeah, and he's absolutely bang on with the theory of how we should cover the pitch and get the sandwich covered, because then every bite and every eat is consistent. That's important. What we're putting up is suggestions. They're some of my favourite ones based on looking in the fridge and going, this is the chutneys, the relishes and the proteins and the cheese that I have in there.
And you've some fancy choices in there, but your favourite is the ham and cheese.
Yeah, it is a good mature cheddar. Like, what's a mature cheddar? It has to be at least 12 months when you're looking at it. And then mature just means that it's given that almost salty crystal flavour, nuttiness and butteriness that comes from a really good cheddar. That is important as an ingredient. There's people working night and day and waiting 2 years from farms to produce a beautiful cheddar. So in your choice,
enjoy it.
Enjoy it. And the same with good quality Irish proper ham.
Brian, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Brian McDermott, we're all absolutely starving.